KO4 VAS. This is KO4 BYU.
WA, mobile.
Steve, N4 MMW. You get all your chores done.
Make a service call for me. My regular guy has sort of disappeared.
I probably can. I'm working on a assisted mailbox we headed to Lowe's now. Somebody decided to make a hood ornament out of it.
Okay. Well, you know, there are some very, very different people out there in the world. Yeah, I got a unit that, thermostat works perfect. It turns the cool on and off, turns the heat on and off, but the fan's running all the time.
Thermostat, see if you got the fan in the on position, is that automatic?
No, this is one of those electronic thermostats with a digital display, and it's showing, everything is showing fully automatic.
The control relay is stuck.
Yeah, well, you know what? Ask me about a control relay on an x-ray machine and I'm your boy. But I don't know enough about that to scratch my behind. So, come around Monday sometime. Give me a call. I'll take you over there and we'll take a look at it, okay?
All right, we'll talk over the phone.
Roger. Well, guess where I am?
Well.
Not today. I'm going to a train show up in Arden, North Carolina. Got a couple of guys with. Well, you know Bill. Well, you know Bill from our lunches. By the way, you know our lunches next Tuesday.
I have to put it on the calendar and make sure I'm there.
Yeah, I'll call you and remind you and give you a hard time.
All right, bud. Get close to Lowe's. Y'all be careful if y'all going up there to play with the choo-choos. We'll holler at you later, and we'll talk on the phone tonight or something. Because I'm still watching for that DX station. Like, most of the time, I'm staying down in the code section. Or way out of band, or I can't hear them. You be good. See you later. N4MMW Mobile.
I talked to Lithuania. Southern England, and somewhere else, France. I talked to a guy in France today, all off of my inverted V, and that thing just works good. I love it. So, according to DX site, propagation's supposed to come up at around 5 o'clock with an 80% probability on 20. So, keep that in mind. I'll catch you later. KN4 BWA, clear.
Okay, I heard somebody else talking about it. Yeah, I'll see if I can get there about that time. Take care, see you later.
BWA, W4NGU.
W4NGU, KN4 BWA. Hey, Phil. It's a little bit scratchy. I should get a little bit better in just a minute. I'm up here at the Fletcher exit on 26.
You're perfectly fine. No problem at all. I'm having some difficulty with the scrap yards. Apparently, there's liability in selling back to the public, and almost nobody has a license to do that. I'm having to work hard to do it.
What scrapyard have you gone to?
Well, I've been calling the ones and run all over town, and everybody says, oh, sorry, let me stop you. We don't sell to the public. And I say, well, why? Well, we don't have a license for that, and there's a lot of liability, et cetera. So it's not all that common.
What's the difference with Ideal? Ideal Metal Surplus Metal is.
Well, maybe they're not supposed to when they do. I don't know. But, or maybe they've got the license.
What public all the time. Matter of fact, they sell new metal in there, too.
Mr. Thorin, I'm having some new price. The guy said he could get 4x20-foot rolls pieces. And, you know, I need about, a top and a bottom plate. I need at least four. So, and he's got the steel rod and all that kind of stuff. So he may blow me out of my salary, but I'm going to let him price it anyway.
Listen, then you go back over there to Ideal because they sell that stuff new also. Well, I'll tell you what, that's you're gonna pay big time for that on a I believe it was $490 for a 4x8 sheet of 5/8 like I had. And that stuff is not cheap, and that is heavy that way.
You have made that point, and I know that. I'm just trying to get a price to know. But we can't get it at the place we've been going, so I don't know. I hate to wait a year to get a couple of pieces of metal, but we'll see. I'm just having fun.
Okay, so you have been by Ideal today?
No, I ain't going to drive over there 50 times to try to find what we need.
They did not have... Well, no, I take that back. They had some one-inch thick plate, but that's just ridiculously heavy. You really can't use that. It's so heavy. But they did not have any the last time I was over there, and that was about, first of last week.
And remember, he said the kind of stuff we're looking for doesn't come in that often. So next time I go, I'm just going to say, look, I'll give you X number of dollars, or, you know, a little tip or something, if you'll just call me, because I don't want to run over here it's a long way. Maybe give it to the guy back at the desk. Maybe he would help us more than one of the guys on the yard. That would be the thing to do. And so, just trying to get the ball rolling here, and if brand new is exorbitant and crazy, then we'll go another round, or I will.
If you get a price on 1/2 inch, make sure that you also get a price on 3/16. Okay? No, wait a minute now. That's not right. That is 7/16. That's right. Get a price on 7/16 because that'll be a little bit cheaper because, that weight, it's just a little bit thinner.
Well, let me see if it's anywhere near what I want to pay. What I asked him to price me was 1/2 inch and 5/8. So that'll give us some benchmarks, and we'll know if we even want to talk to them going forward.
Well, I just hope you don't go into shock with it. It's going to be steep, Bo.
At that point before, and I know you're right. We're going to have to find some places that got a license to sell back to the public. And these places I call, they say most of this stuff is practically shredded. Two of them said, I don't know if we ever have anything that big, so... It's just going to be kind of hard to find. I'm glad we found yours when we did.
Yep, and you know what? I'm thinking that maybe I should have gone ahead and just jumped on the rest of that plate.
I think you should have. Got another tower to put up sometime.
I might have another tower to put up. I'm gonna get that steel extension 30-foot or 60-foot, and I'm gonna bring it back and I'm gonna put it over there in the side of my shop, and then I'm gonna start going over there. Now I know they got that, the steel in those legs. I know they got that over there at Ideal. So if I can start buying some pieces and cutting and patching in. It's going to take a while to do it and get it right, but at least, if I can do it, I'll give it a shot. But I mentioned that to Sue, putting up another tower. Oh, no. That was a non-starter right there. So I've got to kind of pity-pat around the edges and play that one by ear.
I understand. Well, at least you got the price right. you were willing to pay a little more earlier in the day, but we got the price down right. So even if it's a long-term project, I think you ought to take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, even if I haul it off to a scrapyard, I'm going to take it out of there for him. So, anyhow.
Hey, Alan.
You know, just get rid of it.
One of those places in Spartanburg had on their website what they pay. Man, it's dirt cheap what they pay for the scrap. It's like 6 cents a pound.
It's something else.
Run, and have a good time up there, and I'll catch you later. Just wanted to tell you I was working on it.
Well, listen, if you run across some of the right description,
yeah,
you let me know immediately.
All right, thanks.
You know, if there's enough left over, I'm probably going to come and snap it up.
I understand, and I'm going to eat quite a bit of it myself at some point. But we'll find it. It's out there with our name on it. We'll find it.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, be careful this afternoon. I'll talk to you a little bit later. And, hey, I tagged Lithuania, France, and England today. Got contacts in all three today on 20 meter. And, I mean, they were just as clear as a bell, and I did it on that inverted V.
That is great, Steve. Well, when you come back, tell me if you can switch back and forth and how they compare. But mine's still not working. Now I got infinite standing wave. I don't know if something moves. So what's going to happen this afternoon is, you know, I had two pieces of old cable. They're both going to be gone. I replaced one of them and thought I had it fixed. So I'm just going to go brand new from my radio to the antenna. And we know the standing wave is low on the antenna. So hopefully I'll be on soon.
Oh, and by the way, South Orkney was on 20 at 14.180 last night. And I checked the DX Solutions, and they said the next high percentage probability time is at around 5 or 6 o'clock, Steve. So if I catch them on there, I'm going to tag them, baby.
Well, have you done a comparison on your antennas?
Yes, I have. Now, for stuff like that, there is no beat to the dipole. But today, going into England and into Europe, man, that dipole, even with me rotated around there, it couldn't touch that inverted beam.
Yeah, some antennas are better in some applications than others. You just wouldn't think it would be.
No, I would have thought that inverted B would not have been good to Europe as the dipole, but it beat it out something terrible.
Well, it's got a vertical component to its radiation. I would have thought it would have done much better. In fact, I wouldn't think that it would ever be beaten by a dipole, but you never know.
Yep. Always a surprise in it. All right. Well, good enough. Behave yourself, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
W4NGU, clear.
For VAS, this is KO4 BYU.